The Bush administration will announce its decision this week on regulations to protect the confidentiality of medical records. The rules issued by the Clinton administration are the first federal protections for medical information, but they've been suspended for the past 2 months while privacy advocates and the healthcare industry have fought over whether they go too far or not far enough. NPR's Julie Robner reports.
The medical privacy regulations issued last December would, for the first time, guarantee patients access to their own medical records. They would also give patients more say over who else can see and use their private medical information. The rules were supposed to take effect in February, but a clerical error forced a delay until April 14th. Enter Tommy Thompson, the Bush administration's new Secretary of Health and Human Services. He says as soon as he took office, he started hearing complaints from health industry groups that the regulations were too expensive and could hurt patient care. So he decided to reopen the rules for more comments.
It is our hope that this comment period will provide interested parties with the opportunity to review this rule to ensure that its provisions will indeed work as intended throughout the complex field of healthcare, without creating unanticipated consequences that might harm patients.
Thompson said that reviewing what were supposed to be final rules did not necessarily mean the rules would be changed, but privacy advocates are worried. Joanne Husted is senior counsel for the Georgetown University Health Privacy Project.
What we're nervous about is that this was an effort to lay the foundation for delaying the regulation further because of the volume and intensity of the complaints about it, or to make significant changes in the regulation and to weaken it.
Health industry officials, however, say changes are imperative if the privacy rules are going to work. Mary Greeley is president of the Healthcare Leadership Council, which represents hospital, drug company, and other provider groups. She says the industry supports rules that would restrict the use of medical information outside the healthcare setting, but that's not what these rules do.
I think they go very much further than they need to. They come inside the hospital, inside the doctor's office, inside the clinic, and try to regulate health professionals' use of the information that they need to treat you.
Among the parts of the regulation the industry is most concerned about is one that would require that patients sign consent forms before they could receive care. Greeley says that could interfere with the most innocent of transactions.
Let's say you'd like a relative or a friend or someone to go pick up that prescription for you. Unless that pharmacy already has your consent form on file, they will not be able to do that.
But privacy advocates say that's not so. Husted says the industry is using scare tactics to try to get the rule changed, and the pharmacy story is a perfect example.
There is a provision in the text of the regulation itself that says that family members and friends will be able to pick up people's prescriptions and x-rays and similar kinds of things.
Husted also says that industry complaints about not getting a fair chance to comment on the final rules are disingenuous because the rules were under review for more than 2 years.
I think what they have not had an opportunity to do is to comment to this administration, and that in fact what we are seeing is an effort to speak directly to this administration in the hope that their pleas will be successful.
Even if the rules do take effect, there are some issues that only Congress can address. One of them, says Republican Congressman Jim Greenwood of Pennsylvania, is to require a single national standard rather than 50 different state laws.
When information moves at the speed of light from the doctor's office in one state to a clinic in another state to an insurance company in a third to a research company in a fourth, you can't have that information stopping at the border to find out what the law is in each state.
Privacy advocates also want Congress to act. They want other things the rules can't provide, including the right to sue if medical information is wrongly disclosed. But Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey says it was Congress's failure to address the issue that resulted in responsibility being shifted to the administration in the first place.
Congress had 4 years to pass legislation. It didn't do anything. So there's little likelihood that we will do anything over the next couple of years, especially if the industry thinks it can get what it wants out of the Bush administration.
Thompson has until Saturday to make one of three choices. He can let the medical privacy rules take effect as scheduled, which he's already hinted is unlikely. He can let the regulations take effect with changes, or he can further delay them while the department decides what changes it wants to make. But as the fight over the medical privacy issue nears its 5-year mark, it's clear that whatever the decision, it won't be the last word. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.